You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to Revived Devos. Today's Devo is by Martin Luther. He was casting out a devil, and it was mute. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the mute spoke, and the people wondered. Luke 11:14. The mute, deaf, blind, and demon-possessed man represents all the children of Adam. For through the flesh they are possessed of Satan in original sin, so that they must be his slaves and do according to his will. Here, they are also blind, that is, they do not see God. They are deaf, for they do not hear God's word and are not obedient or submissive to it. They are also mute, for they do not give him one word of thanks or praise, nor do they preach and proclaim Christ and the grace of God. But they are all too talkative about the teachings of the devil and the opinions of men. These things they see only too well, and are wiser than the children of light in their undertakings, opinions, and desires. These things they hear with both ears and readily accept the suggestions of flesh and blood. Therefore, whatever we do in word and deed, as to body and soul, is of the devil, whether it is externally good or bad, and must be redeemed through the work of God. When we are in his kingdom, we acknowledge him, see, hear, and follow him, praise and proclaim his name. All this takes place through the Spirit of God in his word, which casts out the devil and his kingdom. But when the stronger man, that is the gospel, comes, his peace flees, and he rages like a madman, for he resents being condemned, unmasked, punished, and publicly branded. He gathers up his armor, the powerful, wise, rich, and holy people, and sets them all to attacking God's word, as we see in the persecution of the teachers of the gospel. Such rage and persecution signifies that the devil retires very unwittingly and raves in his whole body. As he acts in the body and its members when he must depart, so he also behaves in the whole world, resisting with all his power when he is to give place to the gospel. But it is all in vain, for he must be expelled. A stronger one, that is Christ, comes and overpowers him and takes away his whole armor. For he converts some of those same persecutors, and to that extent makes him weaker and his own kingdom stronger. He divides the spoils too, by using for various offices, graces, and works in Christendom those whom he converts.